Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's go to Abel in Fairfax. Abel, what's up, buddy? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
How y'all doing? Thank you so much for taking my call.
All good, man. Thanks for calling.
So I wanted to be quick. I tried calling you on Friday. You guys were extremely busy. And I was pissed off on Friday. I'm even more pissed today, to be honest, after seeing that. And just wanted to give a twofold. I love Jason Wright coming in here, but that statement that he put out there Thursday or Friday night was complete BS. That statement just told me that they're pissing on us and telling us it's raining. The audacity for him to tell us that it was their best idea to do this a week up to show Sean Taylor respect and tribute. How does that even make sense? Like, it just screams out that they were just, and I think D. Mitch even called out Ryan Clark Street. He's like, yeah, they've been planning this for a while, but it was just the rededication of the street in front of the porta potty. And this is the straw that broke my back. And it's so hard for me to even support this team anymore, you know?
Here, buddy. Sorry. If anybody's looking for some venting, you should check out our boy Nate on Twitter right now, at Barstool Nate.
Is he losing it?
He's losing it, man. He just said, I mean, the tribute video, or the tribute was a minute and 20 seconds. And the tribute video in pregame, I'll say this, watching it, I was stunned how short it was. And I believe Santana did a really good job, but it seemed like Santana was the only player they talked to for this tribute video. How do you?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. I mean, people are still mad about the game too. Let's talk to
Oscar.
There's
so much stuff that you can say about this whole deal, but you know.
Oscar, what's up, man? Well, Oscar, you got to turn down the. Sorry, Oscar. I got to bail on that. What the hell was that, Landfill? Cody, pick up Oscar and tell him he's got to turn down the background noise. Because I want to hear what Oscar has to say. Go to Dan in Fairfax. I don't think we've heard from Dan in a little while. Dan, what's up, man?
Hey, I want to tell you I appreciate you guys for helping talk me off a ledge. Y'all should play Jumper by Third Eye Blind.
Maybe we will.
But my two favorite players, other than WFT players, are Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. We don't have anybody like that. They know how to play the game of football. The defense is terrible. We've had two lackluster performances by Heinicke in a row. I mean, just wait till we start playing good teams. What's going to happen when we play Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson? And I was watching Dallas yesterday, Dak Prescott to CD Lamb. You will see that a lot. 10-7, we'll be lucky to be 7-10. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. You know who we need to hear from, Brian?
What?
Our guy James, I think it's James Walton.
Yeah, James. We were offering a buyout last week. You didn't call.
Right. Now we
would take it.
He said they were going to win 13 games, I believe. Right?
James could take a. I'd take a buyout now.
So listen, it's still mathematically possible they run the table and go 13-4.
No.
It's still possible. I'm just saying, it's still possible. So if you want to take the, we'll take the buyout. We'll still offer him the 250.
250 per person.
250 per person. Oh yeah.
Yeah. He said 500 per person.
Right. So we will give you half off your bet. If you want to stick with it, you think they're going to run the table and go 13-4, God bless you, James. Tailgate Ted tweeted me. He said, I'm most mad about not even getting mad anymore. I expected to lose, and I'm just used to it now. After hearing Rivera last week say that nothing was going to change game plan-wise, why should my expectations for this team change? He's got a point. The man's got a point. Let's go to Brendan in La Plata. Brendan, what's up, man? You're on with B-Mitch and Finley.
Hey, JP, Brian, big fans, guys.
Thanks, dude.
Hey, so, one, I just got to say, I got multiple points here to be pissed at. So, yeah, like that that halftime ceremony was really only a minute and a half long. I have it recorded on my phone. It's a minute and 28 seconds. And they take the time to put 21 on the field and even gate it off to, and take a picture, post it on social media, just to have media and fans of the other team stand on it. That's always great. And, yeah, the opposing team did come out during the tribute pregame, and all the Chiefs fans just went nuts. I couldn't hear it, so that was fun. And, yeah, I'm pretty sure some of our defenders' ankles are still somewhere on the field. They're still looking for them this morning. And, yeah, that's all I got for you guys.
All right, brother.
Sorry, buddy. You can hear the hurt in Brendan and La Plata's voice. You know what I mean? That's the worst part of this is I think the organization is just so insulated. They don't recognize how much they've screwed everything up.
Oh, like, yeah.
I don't know that you'll ever get back to what you were.
The way I felt on when that stuff popped up, it was Wednesday, I think it was.
Yeah. No, it was Thursday.
Well, Thursday. I felt
it was Thursday for a Sunday game.
I thought, and I made comments to people saying, if you're going to go through with it, I suggest you postpone it. But if you're going to go through with it, just stop talking. Don't say anything else. Just ride it out and go. Because every time they say something, they screwed it up more. And I think that's the whole thing about it, where you nothing you can really say to change the mindsets because of the timing. And I made the exact comment was, the timing, no matter if your heart was in the right place or not, the timing is going to make this whole thing seemed like a charade.
Charade.
That's how it was.
Charade is a great word. Listen, it is B. Mitch and Finley on a Football Monday presented by Chenega Myos. Visit myoscareers.com to view open positions and apply today. MIOScareers.com. I want to ask you this, B. Have you seen the picture of the Taylor family at the road sign yet?
I saw it was a video, and my first thought was, that's not the background, is it?
I want to just show you the still photo and let you react live on air.
It's pathetic. I mean, you can't tell me you couldn't put that in a different spot or had a picture taken a different way.
Or just move the porta potties.
Or at least, no, you don't need to move the porta potties. You have a communications department. I'm sure there's a green screen some damn where. Where you can put it up right behind it and block off the stuff. It just don't look right. It does not look right whatsoever. And I think people have to understand, when you're dealing with people of this caliber, okay, speaking of when you're retiring numbers, Sean, and people like that, the slightest thing causes the biggest issues. And taking a picture with porta potties in the background, that's not a good look.
Nothing went right. Let's go to our guy Montana. Montana, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
What's going on, gentlemen? Thank you so much for taking my phone call. Appreciate it. You know, look, I called last week, and I was telling you guys that I think some of the former players need to do more. And you guys screamed and said, they don't listen, but I think they'll start listening if the alumni stop showing up for events. I think that's where it can start and end right there. I think the alumni can just, you know, be more proactive. And
see, the alumni don't do the events necessarily for just the team. They do the events.
No, but
because,
I'm saying the whole alumni weekend, you guys, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, they do it because they come back and they get to see friends. They get to see fans and people that supported them along the way. You're not going to get rid of all that just to try to shun them on something.
Montana, can I ask you a question?
But the thing about it, I've been in this town now since 1990. Even when I went to Philly, I always came back. And they know. They can call me and ask me anything. They also know I'm not going to say what the hell you want to hear. I'm going to tell you what you need to hear. And guess what? My number don't ring. My phone don't ring because of that fact. So you see the people that you have around a lot, the people that says exactly what they want to hear, the people that they keep close to them. So the players, the alumni that want to do, well, they do. We have ways of talking to players without them. We got ways of doing things without them, but we don't make the final decisions.
There's no one says you guys do, B-Mitch, but you come on, 30 years, you guys got to do a lot more.
Hold on, Montel, let me ask you a question.
Do a lot more like what? I mean, I'm really, because I've been.
What the hell are the alumni supposed to do?
What can I do?
This is what you guys can do. Stop showing up to these events.
They do. Were you there yesterday? There's barely anybody there.
Joe Gibbs was working. Ron Rivera.
Joe Gibbs was working. He was working.
Yo, Montana, hold on. Listen, I'm going to put you on hold unless you let us talk. Okay? On the list of problems, where the hell does the alumni involvement rank for you? You still there?
Yeah, can I talk now?
Yes, I just asked you a question. Where does the alumni rank for you in the list of problems? I don't understand your fixation on the alumni doing more.
You're hearing, because the problem with you, JP, you're hearing what you want to hear instead of hearing me. This is what I'm saying to you. 30 years of dysfunction.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what you guys say. You got the former players need to be more proactive on what's taking place with this team. It's unacceptable. You said last week when I called, they're not listening. I can't accept that. They will listen if you guys stop showing up or doing whatever. You guys tell me.
Out of 100%.
Montana. So let me ask you a question.
Montana. 10% goes to some foreign players, 10% goes to Joe Gibbs.
Montana.
You guys got to do more.
Okay. Yeah. You keep saying you guys got to do more, and I'm trying my best to respect you, because I think right now you sure in the hell disrespected me. Because
how am I doing that?
I don't have. How the hell could I do more? Do more like
B-Mitch,
what?
You act like I'm talking about you only. I said former players.
No. Well, I'm asking you. I'm asking you about me. I can't talk about other former players. Other former players may not have the means to come around. They may have to stop. They didn't pay us a damn thing to come to this event. You get what I'm saying? We came to this event so we could sit there and mix and mingle with the people that we built something with. We come here so we can try to show love to the people that support us, like you, fans, I would hope. But saying we should do more by saying don't show up, what sense does that really make?
It makes a lot of sense. You got to remember where you guys came from. My high school had issues. I went back. We had a 20-year anniversary high school joint. We ain't show up because there's a lot of issues at my former high school. That's what you do. If I can do that, I'm
so you didn't show
school,
up,
you guys can do
and
that
has, for your, did, you not showing you up made the that. Issues change.
Say it again.
You not showing up made those issues change.
I mean, again, made one of the issues change. Yes.
So what was that issue? You
that
showing
issue
up
was there was a lack of computers at one of the libraries we had. So we're not going to have our event, Montana, thank you for listening, man.
I understand what you're saying, but you way off base with this one, homeboy.
Thank you for listening. I cannot fathom how the ownership has been the same for 25 years since everything has gone to nothing.
They say 30 years for TLD. They were in the playoffs a couple of times. So I'm just saying, no, I don't go over to own that either.
They don't care that fans aren't coming anymore. That's where they make their money. You think they care if alumni don't show up? You know how disenfranchised the alumni are? Listen to what LeVar Arrington said about them last week. Listen to what B-Mitch says every damn day on this program. Now Montana is now called twice with that. And I appreciate him listening, and I appreciate different perspectives. That blows my mind that that's a working theory on the problems.
D'Angelo Hall works for the team, and he said that he doesn't really want to be involved with them. How are the guys that used to play here supposed to do anything?
Chris Cooley moved to Wyoming.
Right. What is Chris Samuel supposed to do?
Clinton Portis moved
to Charlotte.
Like, is Rocky McIntosh going to overthrow the government?
I think Montana has to realize that there are certain people who've been willing to do more and who have reached out and offered, and they are never contacted because they know that they're not going to just go alone. But there are a lot of people who they talk to who goes along whatever the hell they say.
I just want to hear more about how Jason Campbell is going to turn this team around and how it's his fault that they've sucked for 30 years.
Get John Jansen on the phone.
Is Derek Dockery around? Because I think we need to pin the blame on him.
Doc's in town.
So he wants the alumni to be more active by not being active at all and not showing up to things? Did he not see the halftime thing when there were 20 alumni there? That's it? That's all they could get over the past 50 years? The Steelers had more than that in their booth yesterday. What does he want from the alumni to do?
That's a wacky one. Like, clearly, Montana is I believe, a Washington fan and is just really upset. I didn't hear what he said his breakdown was percentage-wise.
I don't know.
I can't understand.
I don't care what his percentage was. If he said anything about any alumni that's going to be blamed and trying to fix something, he's wrong.
Look, all I know is this. When I see what happened yesterday, the one thing that pops into my head, and I can't get it out, is that this is all Patrick Ramsey's fault.
If they had Sav Rocca back there.
When is somebody going to track down Mark Brunell and hold him accountable?
Liddell Betts, you got to answer some questions, all right? Somebody tell Rock Cartwright to get off the golf course and go fix everything happening in Ashburn.
Where is Bakari Rambo, and why is he not drafting better players?
Oh, boy.
Do you have Rod Gardner's phone number?
I have a lot of people's phone numbers, and that's be the last thing I call him and discuss.
Can you contact Albert Connell and ask him what went wrong here?
Albert got where went wrong once he left here. Oh, man.
Perhaps Antoine Randle L. can solve this thing. Brian, I don't understand how you didn't lose your S on that in that situation.
Listen, man, when people make up their stupid ideas in their head and try to bring it publicly and want you to listen and believe it, you don't give them that. I'm not going to lose my stuff over that. That's the dumbest thing in the world. I have been in this town. I've done stuff with that franchise. I've tried to help them. I've done all types of things. See, this is a man who speaks on what he knows nothing about. He doesn't know that I was a person sitting there walking through these suites trying to help sell suites for him and doing everything like that. I was the guy helping him say, this is what you need to get done here. I've done all this. So for him to speak like that means that you don't know. And when you don't know, the best thing to do is zip your damn lips and be done with it.
That's one reasonable theory, but you could also bring Danny Warfel back, and maybe that will solve everything.
I think this team needs a savior, and I think that savior could be Sean Sweezum. And I just need to know why he hasn't come here, why he hasn't helped us, and how we can hold him accountable for his failings.
I got one answer. There's been one savior in the last 20 years. Robert Griffin III.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Ethan Albright.
Ethan Albright, what did they call him? The Red Snapper. I mean,
this is from my man. So that's the craziest stuff I ever heard. Blaming the alumni. What the hell?
The tweets are coming in now.
That's a great one, there, though. Oh,
Mike. Boy. Mike says, "Where is Sexy Rexy at?" Chris Shoemaker says, Reggie Brooks and Marco Mitchell need to step up for the fans.
Ifeani Oholete has let us down for the last time.
Where is Duke Iheanacho? Get me Duke Iheanacho!
Yeah, where's Reed Doughty? He's the guy who can solve this.
Carlos Saverna Park says, man. Get James Thrash on the phone!
Oh, bro.
Is Lavernius Coles available?
Juan Romero texted, hey, but he got computers for his high school because they didn't come to the 20-year reunion. You think they need more computers in Ashburn? Brian, will you get him some damn computers?
Hey, man. I don't understand that one whatsoever. You're reading wrong today, JP. You're doing like I know what to do.
This is Friday's show sheet. That is why you don't have a read here. Somebody, please get me Heath Shuler's phone number, and we're going to get to the bottom of this next on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What impressed you most yesterday?
The halftime score. That was about it.
Yeah. Mahomes threw some bad picks. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And what'd you think of you were stunned to find out that this was a rededication of Sean Taylor Road.
Well, that's what I mean. Maybe I just missed it. Maybe I was the only one that didn't catch that. That they were making a big deal out of the dedication of the road, and it had been already named that for a year and a half.
Yeah.
Next to the porta potties. I thought the biggest stunner yesterday, maybe nobody else cares about this, it was Dan Snyder's appearance. And I understand that he's been dressing like a middle schooler for a few years now, but you'd figure one day he's going to dress up and look like a billionaire. It would be the day you have a celebration of one of your favorite players who was murdered 14 years ago. At least class it up a little bit. I think he's punted life, it seems like. He wants, his wife is looking like she's running the team. Why was he dressed like he went to Marshall's 10 minutes before the game? His pants didn't fit. His shoes looked like they cost $10.
It was a very big sweatshirt.
This sweatshirt looked like it could fit landfill. No offense. It was a monstrous sweatshirt.
It looked like he got, like, Brandon Scherff was like, hey, Dan, I don't need the sweatshirt anymore. Do you want it?
Yeah, It was actually, they would never say it, the Taylor family, but it was a disservice. He deserved way more than that. Mm-hmm. And it was thrown together. You could tell it was thrown together. Or else they just don't care about Sean Taylor.
It's just such a gut punch for a player that means so much to the team and the city and the fans. If that was your plan, God, it's terrible.
Maybe that more people need to be fired.
It's almost better if that wasn't the plan, and that this was some hastily attempt to change the subject, because the plan.
Well, I think Landfill hit it on the head earlier. If it was a hastily attempt, that was bad. If what we saw transpire yesterday was planned, that's worse. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it just like my whole thing is sometimes you just gotta cut your losses and say, "Hey, we were wrong," and move forward instead of trying to make people think, "Oh, no, you mentioned honoring." And I know a lot of people have come out and say, well, they said something about honoring. Yeah, honoring was going to be at pregame with the road rededication. Nobody had ever mentioned retiring until last week.
I think the family was legit coming. I think there was some level of plan to have Sean Taylor's family there and to rededicate the road, because that had never occurred. I don't think I absolutely don't think there was a plan to retire the jersey. And if there was, it was done so poorly that you should have postponed it.
Did you get your hands on the towels?
I got to tell you.
Did they look as cheap as they did on Twitter?
I think I have it. I'll show it to you.
Yeah. Everything about it was cheap and just a disservice. Yeah, this is what you get at Nats game, and it's got like Geico printed on it.
Right.
Yeah. This is beyond cheap. They were selling these for $10?
There were supposed to be 10,000 given away for free to the first 10,000 fans that entered. Multiple people have tweeted me that they weren't able to get one. Now they're selling them for $21. Proceeds go to the Sean Taylor Legacy Project, but they're only selling them until tomorrow.
You know what? Maybe Brian and the rest of the alumni could do something about it. Okay, it can't hurt. Maybe the guy's on to something, because everything else has failed.
Hey.
I don't think anything's going to work, man.
Hey.
What would happen if you and your boys just stopped showing up?
Oh, how about this?
What's going to happen? Yeah. The same thing will happen if like a fan stops showing up.
Yeah.
And has anything changed since then?
But they would
listen. If the alumni show up, they don't make any money on that. The money's the only thing that matters out there, and the fans not showing up isn't changing.
So what I would say is, if they were to hire a team full of coaches that are all alumni, we'll be doing better than what we're doing now. That's a fact.
Why is that?
Because I'm not going to sit up there and take the BS that's going on the field. If you don't want to play, you're going to sit your ass on the bench. And when you sit on the bench, then guess what? If you want to get back out there, you'll start playing. The guys that are sitting down that's not playing probably want to play. But when you watch the way that they played yesterday, that is what's being allowed. I wouldn't allow that.
All right, I want to switch gears real quick because Jackson Mahomes has tweeted now. For everybody that's not aware, Jackson Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes' brother who did this dance, which I think is dumb. You're a grown man doing dances on sidelines.
You get paid money to do it.
Whatever, man. Hey, listen.
I mean, we got it. Listen, don't be mad at Jackson. Be mad at the people that decided to put that as the standing area.
So Jackson Mahomes tweeted, I want to sincerely apologize for accidentally being on the Sean Taylor number 21 at FedEx Field. We were directed to stand in that area, and I meant absolutely no disrespect to him or his family. I believe that because I know where this was on the sideline, and they have little fenced-off areas for people that have field passes.
To stand.
And that's where it was.
So that's why I don't feel...
Now, could he have been more aware and noticed where he was and gone to a different area? Because the little fenced-in areas are probably 10, 15 yards wide.
Why is Jackson Mahomes...
But it's not on him.
Why is Jackson Mahomes left to be aware when the people that are aware put that as a standing spot? If I was to put a memorial of someone in this, the fishbowl.
Right.
Here, and then all of a sudden, they come in here to work that day. And they go step on it. I'm going to go, oh, man, you stepping on it. I shouldn't put it in there where I know people are going to be. And they shouldn't have put it in a spot to tell people to stand here. You get what I'm saying? So I think what has happened is we sit here and we look for things. The culprit or the people that put the number 21 on the sideline in the standing damn spot. Point blank. And when I saw pictures and I saw him dancing. And I said somebody should have whipped his ass. Then I saw a lot of people standing around him. And security was around, and they did nothing. So guess what I'm thinking now? Well, if security didn't stop him, then it must not be a roped-off area for just the memorial, per se. And then as you begin to see it, when other people start putting pictures out, because this lady was trying to tell me, no, it was roped off, it was a memorial. No, it wasn't. They had tons of people standing in that same area. But people focused on the pictures that were taken by Kelsey's wife, or fiance, or wife, whatever she is, Mahomes' fiance, and Jackson. It was a bunch of people standing in that same area all day. But this is just like coming up with the 2-day notice for a retirement ceremony. They threw that together, and now we're trying to find an excuse to distract. No, that should not have been. If that is so, if it's, we are the people that love Sean Taylor. And if we love him so much, the last damn thing we should do is put his number where people are standing. Don't you think?
Totally. Now, there are a bunch of people that have responded on Twitter, and I think this is reasonable. Grand Biscuit says he still danced on it and made a TikTok. He knew what he was doing.
But no. Dancing and making a TikTok is what he does every damn weekend at every game.
I think that's what makes him a dork. But
that's a standing spot. Where you had it standing at. So let me ask you a question. what the guy just said it?
Grand Biscuit.
Grand Biscuit. Standing on it and dancing on it. What's really the difference?
When the area is made available for people to stand, they're not probably looking at what they're standing on.
Okay, let me ask you a question. When T.O. scored for San Francisco and ran and stood on the star, he didn't dance, did he? Somebody tackled his ass because they thought that was disrespectful.
It was disrespectful.
Okay, what's the difference? Dancing or standing?
But here's my point. I think I'm agreeing with you. T.O. ran to the star to do that, to be disrespectful.
Yeah.
Jackson Mahomes just thought he was standing where he was supposed to. Right.
But they told him to stand. Guess who they are? The Washington Football Team organization. So how the hell are we going to be mad at him? Yeah, you can be, listen, today, in this day and age, everyone wants to be on social media to promote themselves. And Jackson Mahomes might be making some money off of it. He just happened to take advantage of the spot he was standing in. I don't think it had anything to do with disrespecting the number, but I would say those who put that spot there, they are the ones that we should be throwing our ire at. They're worried about him. He's a peon. But the people that keep making the same mistakes over and over again, they get to walk away from it? No, that's stupid.
All right, we got a break. Phone lines are packed. We're going to keep it all going. Don't worry. Taking Ron Rivera, head coach of the Washington Football Team, live at 12:30. You don't want to miss that.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There is often fairly significant defensive fluctuations in rankings in the NFL because a lot of defensive success is predicated on turnovers, which are hard to replicate year to year. So I just wanted to say that. Now, ideally, you have a good defense. They remain good. Maybe you go from number 2 to number 12, but a shift from number 2 and number 1 in most things to dead last, that is not normal whatsoever. Please continue.
Absolutely, and I agree with you on that. I just think going from where we were to where we are at now, there's something else going on. Mm-hmm. We have an OC that before was a one-year quarterback's coach in Carolina. Again, this is kind of all going back to culture. And again, we're talking about Cam. We're not talking about he did an outstanding job with a quarterback, you know, other quarterbacks in the past. Lastly, I thought Jason Wright was brought here to change the culture and do right to the fans. I was at the game yesterday. That was the most unexcusable jersey retirement I've ever seen. I've seen high school teams put it together better. And one question for B. Mitch. B. Mitch, if that was your ceremony as a player, what would you feel?
I just thought it was short-sighted. I didn't believe that everything was done how it should have been done. And as I keep saying, and I'll say it over and over again, Sean Taylor retirement does not need to be on alumni weekend. And also when you're supposed to be honoring the 1991 championship team, that stands by itself.
Totally.
Completely.
That honor, thank you for the call, Hamid.
And I want people to understand, Sean Taylor jersey retired, yes, I agree with that. Should he be honored? Yes, I agree with that. But you don't have to put anything else with it. Just like I didn't think when on Bobby Mitchell's day, it was also Pride Day and
Hispanic Heritage
Day. Bobby Mitchell's number being retired should be Bobby Mitchell's number being retired, hands down. The other stuff can happen on another day. You don't need three and four things in one thing. You kind of lose sight of what's going on.
Let's go to Brittany and Bowie. What's up, Brittany?
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Man, after yesterday, not so well.
Explain.
I'll tell you. So, I mean, I'm not very old. I'm pretty young, so I didn't get to see the good years like you guys did. But I spent a lot of money on this team, and I've been to the Chargers game this year and the Giants game this year. And so this was my third. I bought my tickets about 3 days ago. You know, I'm not going to miss the retirement ceremony. And it was just terrible, man. You can't tell me they didn't put that thing together on Wednesday. And I'm getting emotional sitting here talking about it because as fans, we go out and we go to these games and we buy the merchandise. And, you know, I haven't missed a snap in 5 years. And, It's just awful to see what this once great franchise has been decimated to. And that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you for the call, Brittany. I'm sorry. I hear you. I feel for you. It is Football Monday on B. Mitchell Finley, presented by Chiniga Mayos. Visit MayosCareers.com to view open positions and apply today. MIOScareers.com. There's so many people that feel that way, man. And it's disheartening, to say the least.
But the thing of it is that, you know, it's like sometimes, like I mean, when your mom and your dad will always say, hey, it's easier to tell the truth. It's a part of that. You know, when you lie about things, you have to keep building up and you keep remember the lies that you told. Or just look, sometimes you got to just admit it. The bigger man says, I made a mistake. We're going to try to do better. And you can't knock a man for saying that. But when you try to say, oh, no, we were thinking about this, then all of a sudden you start asking people that were supposed around, and they go, well, I didn't know nothing about that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just keep building it. Just be done and keep moving forward. Because, listen, and I know the last thing people don't understand about media, it's easier when it's positive.
Oh, my God. Infinitely.
Everything works better when it's positive.
So much, it's
but
fun.
You also have to be honest when things aren't positive to be able to move forward. You know, and I think they think we like just talking about the negative, but hell, I would love to wait. Victory Monday, we get food shipped here.
Right.
Free. Good things happen when things are going
great. Ahmed sends us steaks on Victory Monday.
I mean, I would love to see something like that.
I would love a steak right now.
But God, whew.
Well said. We're going to keep the calls going, taking Ron Rivera's press conference live at 12:30. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.